Hi guys, hope you're good. I've got a real gem for you this week. This is a topic that never seems to go away, and it's probably as relevant today as it was 10, 15 years ago, and that is around why people avoid giving feedback. As a manager, I have people in my team come into my office and say things like, I really didn't like the way X spoke to me, or I've just had this email and I'm getting really frustrated with the way they do X, Y, or Z. And my first response is always, and have you given them that feedback? And more often than not, the answer is no. And this is something that really frustrates me, because all the time that you don't give feedback, that problem remains yours. And in my opinion, you're denying someone the opportunity to develop and grow and change. So that's why I want to talk about this week around, you know, why managers avoid giving feedback in particular. So let's get started. Go to the website if you want to look at any of the other resources. There's loads on there. Excel-communications.com and link in with me if we're not linked in already. You can do me a little search, or you can go onto the team page on the website. I've got a little LinkedIn icon. Click on there and let's connect, because it would be great to hear from you. All right, so let's get started. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the Leadership Podcast. And I'm your host, Rachel Hewitt-Hall. If you want to become the extraordinary leader today's organisations need, then listen in now as we share the latest leadership insights and techniques from around the globe. So tell me, let's be honest, how many of you listening to this have avoided giving feedback? And I'm not just talking about developmental feedback, which I know can be a bit of a challenge and uncomfortable sometimes, but even motivational feedback, I think we're all guilty of it. And you know, while it's relatively easy for managers, even the less experienced ones, to, you know, identify areas of performance improvement, you're doing something about this in terms of, you know, starting with a feedback conversation seems to be a different story. And I guess I'm still perplexed by this, because as I said in my introduction, you know, I genuinely believe that feedback is a gift, and that if someone doesn't give me feedback, then the problem always remains theirs. But also, someone's denying me that opportunity to kind of hear this, to understand it, to kind of look for ways of how I can do things differently. So it is really important. And like I say, you know, it does startle me that, you know, the avoidance of managers giving feedback doesn't just relate to developmental feedback. I don't know if you've seen, but Harvard Business Review did a survey recently, and they published the results. And I just want to share some of these with you, because I think you probably relate to them, but they're still pretty shocking. So 44% of managers believe that giving developmental feedback was stressful or difficult. Now that's a lot. That's almost half of managers. And then 21% of managers admitted that they avoid giving developmental feedback. So they avoid giving it altogether. And then 37% of people who took the self-assessment online said that they don't even give positive reinforcement. Yeah, and I think this is actually really tragic. So the question is, why? Why do so many managers avoid giving performance feedback? So this is what I want to look at with you. You know, what stops managers giving feedback? Number one is that they feel uncomfortable. You know, let's be honest, many people avoid what they perceive as uncomfortable conversations, especially if they think that their employee will disagree with them, that they might even have a bit of an emotive response to it. We're all guilty of mind reading, let's be honest. So even though managers are, you know, more than capable of having the conversation, you know, for some this requires stepping up and being more courageous, even when they're worrying about what to say, how to say it, even though they know it needs saying. So, you know, number one, people avoid these conversations because it's uncomfortable. And we all like to stay in our comfort zone, let's be honest. So number two is, I think managers aren't sure how to do it. So from my experience, you know, there is some validity for this idea that many managers haven't received any formal management training skills. You know, I remember when I moved into my first management role, it was at least 8 months before I was offered any training. So you just kind of try and find ways to do it, and we don't always get it right, even after training. So while training helps, you know, I suspect that there is also a lack of belief about whether giving feedback really does work. And if this belief underpins the lack of motivation, then they won't do it. So we need to kind of challenge that and help managers to understand, you know, how to give feedback, in an effective way. The third reason is that people don't want to demotivate people, you know, because they might be under pressure and they might still be delivering. So they kind of put it to one side because, you know what, everything else is kind of okay. You know, it's common, particularly in relationship-focused, you know, empathic managers who don't want to upset. And it's usually accompanied by things like, you know, well, they're under pressure already, or, you know, they've got challenges at home, or, you know, they always pull out the stops when I need them to. You know, we can always find an argument to stop giving this feedback. But what we're doing is we're really, you know, using the excuse to masquerade, you know, actually doing it. So that's my view. Number four is that people often don't have time. I hear this one all the time. You know, if I add a pound for every client who recounts the frequency that they hear managers say this, I tell you what, I would be very, very rich right now. The reality is that a manager's job is to make sure the right things get done on time and on budget. So how will that happen if they don't take the time to develop the right people? And developing people requires feedback. You know, it is a must-do, and it's really interesting to see that most managers and leaders have the same hours in the day, have invested, you know, time in mastering this skill. So, again, I just find it's another excuse that people are using. I don't have time to do it. It's not good enough. You know, you need to be making the time to do this, because actually, ultimately, if you can give your employees feedback, then guess what? They'll perform better and they'll probably even create you more time. Number five is that they don't really know how the other person's going to react, and they're not sure how they'll feel if they become emotional. Now, I know when I've been in situations where perhaps my response might have been to cry, and I've seen the look on my boss's face where they actually look quite petrified, like they don't know what to do. It's not a great response for the person who's crying, and it's certainly not a great feeling for the person who who's been giving the feedback. So, but the real reason for this is fear. And that is, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, you know, we all have a little voice in our head that can run right at times. And this is one of those occasions. And, you know, managers can have an exaggerated fear of how their employees will react, especially about how emotional they'll be. You know, we tend to mind read. We tend to try and guess ahead. And I can't tell you the number of times where I've thought, oh gosh, you know, this isn't going to go down well. And actually, I've been really pleasantly surprised by the response of my team. You know, so the fear of the employee's response is, you know, compounded further by, you know, and if they do, how am I going to handle this? You know, as I mentioned before, this is a skills issue, and it is really easy to address. You know, unfortunately, managers, you know, fail to see the dramatic and positive impact that that developmental feedback can have on results. And if only they'd give it, they'd see it. So yeah, you know, don't let fear get in the way. And then finally, you know, my kind of the sick thing that I think is that, you know, how many of us have been promoted internally and that person who we're managing was once a peer but is now someone that I manage? You know, it is really difficult, and this is increasingly common in the millennial world. You know, people have been promoted far quicker, and, you know, particularly promoted from within. So, you know, the reality is this isn't actually about giving feedback. This is about the manager struggling because they haven't redefined the boundaries of the relationship and they've not clarified those expectations. So, you know, there are times where there's an underlying lack of self-confidence or self-belief that's getting in the way. And I know in my situations, what I've tended to do is, you know, say, look, you know, now that I've been promoted, I just want to have a conversation with you about the things that need to change. And acknowledging that the relationship's going to change. And that does, in my experience, make things a lot easier because it's out in the open and we can talk about it and explore it. So I've talked about these kind of barriers, the things that are stopping managers from giving feedback, particularly the kind of developmental. So what can you do about it? And I've given a few things along the way, but, you know, here's some steps that you can take. They're really simple. So the first thing is to just own it. Own the fact that you've been using these excuses and decide to just stop. Stop using them. You know, ask yourself, what have I been doing that's contributed to me avoiding giving this feedback? And then act on your answers. You know, challenge those, change them. Which kind of leads me on to point number two, which is about, you know, change your belief. Challenge your beliefs around feedback. You know, research proves that giving feedback works, you know. And this is part of how you develop individuals. You know, it's so important to position the feedback appropriately as developmental, not negative. Yeah, it is not constructive criticism. I can't tell you the number of times I've had people say, you know, the constructive criticism or, you know, negative. It's like, no. Reframe it. Look at this as developmental feedback. Without this feedback, I cannot change. And therefore, you are denying someone that opportunity. Number three is have a structure. There's lots of different models. The one that we particularly like at XO Communications is STAR. If you want to find out more about the STAR model, drop me a line. I can share that with you. But having a structure to give the feedback is one way of having a process for you to kind of run through, a structure for the conversation. You know, be aware of some of the simple ground rules, you know, so that your feedback definitely has the impact that you want. And there is some information on the website. So if you go to the resources page, you'll find some blogs there about what to do if feedback goes wrong. Number four is practice. And really, I can't stress this enough. The more you practice, the better you'll be, the more natural it will feel. You know, look for opportunities to give both motivational and developmental feedback and notice the impact it has on someone. And notice their response to it and notice your response to it. So practice, practice, practice. Number five is, you know, learning how to handle responses to feedback. I think this is something that I might do another podcast on, is around handling responses to feedback. You know, there's generally five responses to feedback and we all go through them. It's just that some of us get there sooner than others. So, you know, I know that actually I used to kind of jump to justifying when someone gave me feedback. So I felt the need to justify my actions. But actually, I find that I get to acceptance very quickly and probably in a matter of seconds these days. So this is something that you can understand more of. And like I say, there's more information on the website, but I think I might do a little podcast on that one as well. So look out for that. And number six is take responsibility. You know, all of us have responsibility to give both developmental and motivational feedback. It's not just managers. And until you've shared that feedback, the issue will continue to be yours. You know, it isn't fair. You owe it to your employees to give them the opportunity to develop and grow. I do feel like I've hammered that one home a little bit, but it is really important, and it's something that means a lot to me. You know, I know that I've been given feedback over the years. I really like this one. You're welcome to have this one. And that is that, Rach, you know, you say that feedback's a gift, but you don't always necessarily wrap it in the right gift wrap. And I quite liked that. And when I asked for a bit more clarity, they said, well, you know, you might give us a birthday present, but it might be wrapped in Christmas wrapping. And that's great, because over time, I've had feedback on my feedback, and that's allowed me to develop my way around how to give feedback in a more useful, productive way. So, you know, being able to give team members feedback, it is a must-have skill for managers and leaders. I cannot stress this enough. You know, this is one thing that stops managers, the one thing that stops managers, you know, from giving feedback is themselves. You are your own worst enemy, and when you act on developing this skill area, you and your team will absolutely reap all the rewards. So, if you want to talk to me any further about feedback, I think you can sense my passion about this. I have an extensive amount of experience of getting it right and getting it wrong, trust me. So drop me a line. Yeah, connect with me on LinkedIn, on the website. I'd love to hear your stories. And I'm always here for you to share any challenges that you're having around this. So just drop me a line, rachel.hewitt-hall@excel-communications.com, and I look forward to hearing them. Until next time, take care and good luck.